Okay, we're starting here at the top of Gimel and Aleph. We're continuing with the story of the interaction, latid lavo, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Umot Olam, where the Umot Olam are trying to make their claim about why they should not be prosecuted because of their lack of either Shmirat HaTorah or Kabbalat HaTorah or facilitating Limud HaTorah. Elakach Omrim HaUvdecha Habim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom, Yisrael Shekiblua, Heichan Kiyumua. I mean, okay, fine. You say we didn't accept it. We didn't keep it. We didn't do all of these things. Well, Bnei Yisrael were the ones who accepted it. Did they really keep it? Where do we know that from? Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Me'id Behem Shekaymu Et HaTorah Kula. I personally will be Me'id that they kept the Torah. So, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Yesh Av Shemeid Al Bno, Dichtiv Bnei Bechori Yisrael. So how could you testify your Nogea Badavar? How could you be the one who testifies on behalf of Bnei Yisrael? So no, we'll have the heavens and earth testify to the fact that they kept the Torah kula. They're also no geah badavar. They have a vested interest in Bnei Yisrael keeping the Torah, shenemar, because it says, im lo briti yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. So what does it mean, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti? That means that the laws of nature will not continue. Ella im lo briti yomam v'layla. They do not keep my covenant day and night. What is the covenant of day and night? That is Torah. V'gita bo yomam v'layla. So without the Torah, shemayim v'aretz will not be sustained. They will not be around. So then they want Bnei Yisrael to continue the limud Torah. They want to testify to that fact because otherwise they won't exist. V'omar Reish Lakish, my dichtiv. What does it mean? V'hi erev v'yivoker yom ha shishi. Right with the hey. Shem made a condition with, or the Bnei Yisrael was conditional. Bnei Yisrael accept the Torah, then things will be good. Otherwise, we'll turn everything back to its original state. So Yom HaShishi, with the Hei HaYidya, refers to HaShishi, which is Shishi Shel Sivan. And so HaShishi was that the creation was held in abeyance until we got the Kabbalat HaTorah of Bnei Yisrael. At that point, then retroactively, the creation Hashem approved of, had Bnei Yisrael not accepted, then the creation would not have existed. So again, they're showing or proving that the Shemayim V'aretz are Nogea Badavar, because their existence is dependent on the Limud HaTorah of Bnei Yisrael. Now, according to the Mandamar, I mean, it's interesting, the Gemara in Shabbos has two Mandamarim, right? The Machlok is whether the Torah was given on Yom HaShishi or Yom HaShvi'i, whether it was given on the sixth or the seventh day. So Yom HaShishi works well for the one who says it was given on the sixth of Sivan, but according to the one who says it was given on the seventh of Sivan, why is it that it's Yom HaShishi? So the answer Tosfos over here mentions is that it was the day that it was Ra'ui to give the Torah. Moshe ends up postponing, they end up postponing an additional day to give the Torah, but Yom HaShishi could have been the day that the Torah was given. It was Ra'ui to have the Torah given. In the end, they decided to give it on the 7th, but the original designated day was the 6th. And where it says, Ma'idichtiv, or Va'amar Chizkiya, Ma'idichtiv, Mishamayim Hishmato Din, Eretz Yara Vishakata. So from the Shemayim, from the heavens, you gave your word, right? You gave your judgment, your word. Eretz Yarah, the land or the earth feared. Vishakata, and then it subsided. So im Yarah, if it was in fear, lama shakata, then why did it subside? Why was it quieted? Vim shakata, if it was quiet or subsided, lama Yarah, then why was it fear? I mean, these are verbs that, right, they indicate opposite feelings or opposite expressions of emotion. So where it says, Ella, b'tchilo yara, ulusof shakata. In the beginning, we were in a state of fear. In the end, everything subsided, everything was quiet. So that was the giving of the Torah, which is until the giving of the Torah, everything was in fear and abeyance. And then once the Torah was given, right, then we knew that Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, and the earth would not be returned, or the land, and the planet would not be returned to Tohu Vavohu. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Amalei Makarish Baruchim Mikem Yavohu VeYidu Behem BeYisrael." Now we'll have amongst you, from you amongst the nations, we'll have you come and testify Shekimu at the Torah Kulat, that they kept the whole Torah. Yavohu Nimrod. Nimrod will come, Yaid Abraham, Shelo Avad, Avodat Kochavim. Nimrod, which the Chazal think is synonymous with Amraphel, that they will come and testify to Avram's behalf that he did not worship Avodah Zarah, because Amraphel is the one that threw Avram into the fire in Ur Kasdim, because he refused to worship Avodah Zarah. Yavol Avan, Avan will come Be'id B'Yakov, so Nechshad al Gazel, that he was not questioned or he had no suspicions about stealing from him. Because when Lavan chases Yaakov, and they get to Yigas Aduta, and then Lavan demands all of his stuff back from Yaakov, Yaakov says, search all of my stuff, and tell me what you found from your, right? Put in front of me all that you found from your possessions. And he found nothing. So here you have a son-in-law living in his father's house for 20 years, and he doesn't work off with a single thing from his father-in-law's house. Tavod Eshet Potifera, Bita'i B'Yosef Shunachshar Al-Aveira. Adam Eshet Potiphar will come and tell us that Yosef is not Nechshad al ha'arayot. So for all these three things, by the way, we talked about Avodah Zarah, Yaakov is talking about Gezel, and Yosef is talking about Arayot, and in each of these instances, Rashi points out that they were each Ben Noach. Avram was a Ben Noach, so he's restricted in Avodah Zarah. Right? Yaakov is a Ben Noach, so he's restricted in Gezel. And Yosef is restricted in Eshet Ish, which is one of the Arayot of Ben Noach. Yavoh Nebuchadnezzar, V'yayid b'chananiyah mishel b'azariah shlo yishtachvu l'tzelem. And then Nebuchadnezzar can come and testify the fact that Chananiyah mishel b'azariah did not bow down to the image. So just over here, the Rabbeinu Tam, and other places, Tosot, the Rabbeinu Tam makes this point, that Chananiyah mishel b'azariah were not required or not demanded of them to bow down to Avodah Zarah. The tzelem that we're speaking about here was an adarta hamelech, was a monument to the king. And that's why you see the difference in Lashon. But Avram says, Shalom Avad Avodat Kochavim. On the other hand, over here, Chananiyah mishel b'azariah, Shalom Hishtachavu Tzelem. So, Rabbeinu Tam claims the Tzelem over here is not a Tzelem of Avodah Zarah, but rather the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, and that was done L'Chvod HaMelech, and therefore they refused to bow down to it, because we have other Gemaras, for instance, would say that had he simply minaged, had he whipped, had he given Makot to Chananiyah mishel b'azariah, they would not have been able to hold up to it, and they would have gone and bowed down. So he says, what do you mean they would have gone and bowed down? You have to be, Yerag Val Yavor, you can't give in, you have to go ahead and die before you would give in to Avodah Zarah. So he says, if my explanation is right, it makes sense that they were willing to bow down to the Andarta of Amelech, because over there it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. They were afraid of the implications, or what people would say about it. I mean, that people would look at it and think it was Avodah Zarah, what they were doing was Avodah Zarah. But yet, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, therefore they would have given in. He says, we see greater, Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradyon, Rabbi Akiva, who suffered much more punishing torture, and they didn't give in at all. So of course, Chananiah mishel b'azariah weren't given in if it was Avodah Zarah, so it must be that it's not Avodah Zarah. So it's just interesting deal between Chananiah mishel b'azariah versus Avram, where it says, one says, Shlo Avad Avad Chachamim, and one says, Shlo Yishtachavu L'Tzelem. Alright, now, Yavo Daryavish. Daryavish will come, Ya'id b'Daniel shlo bitela tatfila, that he did not stop davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he ends up being thrown to the Ariot, into the lions then, because they made a gzeirah, the one may not daven, except to the king or to Daryavish, and then Daniel is found by the advisors of the king to still be davening, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they take him and throw him into the lions then. Yavo b'Eldad HaShuchi, v'tzofer ha'namati, v'elifaz ha'temani, v'ya'idu b'hem b'isro she'kemu et kol ha'tara kula. And they will come along, these individuals who
are the friends of Eov,
will come along and testify the fact that Bnei Israel kept the Kol HaTorah Ketulah, Shenemar. How do we know? Shenemar, Yitnu Edehem, V'Yitzdaku. They will give testimony, and it will be justified. The other nations will come, Edehem, V'Yitzdaku, or that the other nations will come testify to the fact that Bnei Israel kept the Torah, V'Yitzdaku, and their position will be justified. Amrul Fanav, Yibono Shalem, Tlanu Lomerosh, Benasena. Let's try again. Give us another shot. Let's give us something from the beginning. Let us try again. Someone who took care of things before Latid Davo, they're the ones who will reap the rewards Latid Davo. What do you mean? All of a sudden now you think you can reset and then all of a sudden you can get reward in Olam Haba to rectify the problem? If you didn't prepare until now, why should you have the opportunity, right, to Yochal B'Shabbat, Eden Shabbat here, meaning Latid Davo? Ella, afal pikein. Nevertheless, I'll give you a chance. Mitzvah kala yeshli. I have this nice, easy mitzvah. V'sukah shma, and its name is sukkah. Coming up, l'chuv v'asuotah. Go out and do it. So he says, umi matzit amar d'hochi. Why could he really say this? V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma'idichtiv. Asher anochi mitzavacha hayom. Hayom lasotam. You can do the mitzvot b'olam hazeh, but you cannot do it le'olam haba. Hayom lasotam, today you do them, but you don't get the reward in this world, you get in the next world. So, le'atid lavor, le'olam haba, that involves schar. Le'olam hazeh is what involves asiyah, or doing of the mitzvot. So how could he offer them the opportunity to do the mitzvah le'atid lavor? Ella she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tshonia im b'riotav. Shem does not come be'alila with excuses into with his creation. And he wants to say, look, they want to claim that had they had a chance, they would have done well. Hashem says, go ahead, I'll give you that chance. So, v'amai kari lei mitzvah kala. Why is it called a mitzvah kala? Mishum lei pa chiseron kis. It's a mitzvah kala because it doesn't involve chiseron kis. It doesn't involve any expenditures, you know, as opposed to today where it does involve large expenditures. But in their day, the sukkah was built out of the harvest. And it was really made out of what they brought in from the fields. And that was the sukkah. So it didn't involve any really chiseron kis. These were the huts they were using in the harvest process. Therefore, it wasn't any expenditure that they had to lay out in order to make the sukkah. Miyad, kol echa ve'echa notel v'olech. Every one of them goes, v'ose sukkah b'rosh kago. Makes a sukkah on the roof of his house. As Rashi points out here, the roofs of their houses in those days were flat, very similar to the Arab houses that you see today. I mean, our houses are all mishupa, right, on it to let the water run off. But their houses had a flat roof because that's where their ikar tashmish. That's what they did. They worked on there. They used to lay out the harvest out there to dry out things to use. It was a very functional area, the roof. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu magdir lehem chama b'tkufat tamuz. Hashem brings out, right, like just like today, brings out a hot sun in the middle of the tkufat tamuz, which is what we're in now, the summertime, a hot summer sun. Chol echad ered me'va'et b'sukkato b'yotzei. Each one of them kicks the sukkah and goes out. Shinemar, because it says in Tehillim, Perek Bet, Pasuk Gimel, and cut Musra to Emo, they cut the cords in Ashlicha Mimenu Abateimo, and they cast off their ropes. Now, really, over here, it's talking about from those Lamarokshu Goyim, right, from those that are those kings or those that are evil or plotting against Bnei Israel, that we should cut their cords and cast off their ropes. But over here, they're saying it's they themselves; they're throwing off the ropes. They are throwing away the mitzvah that was given to them. They're kicking it away. So now Umar says, Magdir, Hashem takes out this sun and bakes them in the sun. Hashem doesn't come with excuses to his creation. I mean, the whole reason he's offering them the mitzvah of sukkah is going to show them that they wouldn't have, even if they had the mitzvah, they wouldn't have kept them. So what does he do? He gives them the mitzvah and he makes it so hard that they have to run away from the mitzvah. Bishom, this is this year. This is in Yonah Dioma. This is exactly this year. There's sometimes that Bnei Israel has it, that the summer reaches in, that the season of the summer, the Tkufat Tammuz, goes straight through the Chag HaSukkot. It's only this year. We have a very, very early Sukkot this year. And we know from the Gemara we learned in the beginning of Sanhedrin that the Tkufat Tammuz can go all the way to the last day of Sukkot. It's only the Shmini Atzeret that has to be in Tkufat Tishrei. And that means that you can have the entire sukkah still part of the summertime. And like this year, where we have a very, very early sukkah, it's going to be hot, very hot. Fabalu Tzaro. And Bnei Israel also suffered that way. I mean, Hashem's not doing anything different to them that was not true of Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel, like this, we're going to sit in the heat of the sun, it's going to be very hot during sukkah, and they still kept the mitzvah of sukkah. So he gave them the same opportunity, but he gave them the same challenges that Bnei Israel faced. It says, if you're really under that much, right, duress, pain, discomfort, you're potter min asukah. So it says, nahi de potter, biute mi mavate. True, they were potter min asukah, but why'd they kick it? I mean, that shows a certain amount of or lack of deference, right, lack of kavod towards the mitzvah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Fine, mitzvah is potter, so you go out with your head down. You say, unfortunately, I can't keep the mitzvah of sukkah. But you don't go kick the mitzvah of sukkah like you're rejecting it. That was the problem here, is the way they treated it on their way out. Yeah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu yoshev u'misachek alehem. And with that, at that moment, Hashem sits and laughs about them or on them. Shenemar yoshev b'shamayim mischak, which is the end of the posuk that we just brought. It's the next pasuk, in Tehillim Bet, we just brought pasuk Gimel, about Ninatka, et Masra Meitomo, Nashichu Mimenu Avoteimo, and pasuk Dalet is Yosheba Shemai Mitzchak. Samri Mitzchak, in Tzchok Lefanei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oto Yom Bilvad. Hashem's only laughing on that day itself. So now, Ike de Matne, the Hod of Rabbi Yitzchak, aha. Some quote the pasuk of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Hashem only laughs on that day, not on this that we just said, but rather on a different memory. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lati Davo, Ba'in Obdek Chavim, Itgayrim. The future, the Ovdei Chachamim will come and convert Wait, are we going to accept such conversions? You can't accept gerim latid lavo ki yotzei bo lo kiblu gerim lo mi bei David velo mi bei Shlomo. They did not accept gerim in the time of David and Shlomo, because what are we afraid over there? We're afraid that the people are not coming for their religious affinity for Yadus, but rather because Yad Bnei Yisrael Takifa, right? That Bnei Yisrael are becoming ascendant. They are the superpower of the world. So we don't want them coming just because Bnei Yisrael are then the superpower, right? Their shame goes me, k'tzei al k'tzei olam. So therefore, they come and convert. We want them to convert because they truly want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mar says, it's very interesting, Elishanasu gerim grurim. They converted themselves. Meaning that they were not real gerim, they were not accepted by us, but they decided to become like Bnei Yisrael. They're going to act like the Jews, they're going to become like the Jews. How do they do that? Menichim tefillin b'reishayim. They start wearing tefillin. Right? They had tefillin b'zerotayim, and they wear tefillin on their arms. Tzitzit b'bigdayim. They wear tzitzis on their clothing. Mezuzah b'vitchayim. They put up a mezuzah on the door. So you see all these items that they start. They decided to be, you know, act like a Jew. So then, came in Shroim milchemet Gog Magog. Then the milchemet Gog Magog comes from Elahem, Amah Batim. So they say, look, you know, this is milchemet Gog Magog. What are you coming for? Elahem Amah Batim. Elahem Al Hashem Ve'al Mishicho. We came because of Hashem and His Savior, Shneamar. Lama Rogshu Goyim. Why did the nations gather together? Ulamim Yegurik. And that the nations who speak with emptiness. So over here, this is, by the way, the previous pasuk in the Tehillim. That's the pasuk Aleph in Parak Pet. So over there, what does it mean? Why did all the nations come together? And they came to talk in vain. B'chol echad minatek mitzvato. V'olik. So then all of them throw away their mitzvot and go away. Shneamar. Again, the pasuk is netzkat mosri teimo. Kosh Baruch Hu yoshev u'misachek. And Hashem sits and laughs. Shneamar. Yoshev u'mishamayim yischak. Those that sit in Shemayim yischak min Kosh Baruch Hu laughs. Rabbi Yitzchak and Kosh Baruch spoke al oto yom bilvad. Hashem only laughs on that day itself. So over there, they went ahead, they went geyer by themselves, they started to take on the mitzvot, and then they bumped into, right, a little bit of a challenge, which was Milchemet Gog Umagog. To bump into the challenge of Milchemet Gog Umagog, they say, we came al Hashem ba Mishicho, right, that we came for Hashem and His Savior.
Who says that?
Those that are coming to battle against the Bnei Yisrael at that time. They come in, we came here to attack Hashem Mishicho. Right, a third party comes, and then they, right, why do they come? They gather the nations together, they talk in vain, and these gerim over here now become afraid that all the nations are coming to attack, and that they are going to be swallowed up with the rest of Bnei Yisrael. They're going to be attacked with the rest of those individuals who they're coming to attack. So therefore they throw away all their trappings that made them Jewish, and they walk away from the situation.
So what we're saying here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only will laugh on that day.
That's right. Rami says, is that really true? Rami Yehuda Merav, 12 shot avi ayom. The normal day has 12 hours in it. Shlosh rishonot, the Kosh Baruch Hu yosev osek b'torah. But the first three, Hashem sits and is osek b'torah. Then the shniot, yosev dadanet kolam kulo. The second set of 3 hours, he sits and judges the whole world. World, kemen shu'esh nitchayev olam kliya, or kliya, he sees that the world is deserved of destruction, or made me kisei adin v'yosheva kisei rachamim. It moves from the kisei adin to the kisei ha-rachamim. It's very interesting. Tosis over here quotes that some people say that in Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf on Shabbos, we say, mimkomo hu yifen v'rachamim. From his place, he will change to a place of rachamim. So they say that refers to this, because normally we daven Musaf in the second set of 3 hours on the day, and therefore it's Mukomo Hufim Barachamim. He should go from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Arachamim. That doesn't bring down such an interpretation. He rejects it because he's going to say, not today's daf, but tomorrow's daf, we're going to see that some people say Yoshev Adan in the first 3 hours, and therefore it wouldn't match up. So he says, no, that's Nusach HaTfilah. Nusach HaTfilah is we want Hashem to move, Mukomo Hufim Barachamim. Not that it's referencing specifically this Midrash or Gadda of Chazal.
Rashi says over here, what is a Kodesh Baruch Hu done on these days? So he quotes from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the other opinion in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is, Rabbi Yossi, Damar B'Sag Rosh Hashanah, Dam Nidon B'chol Yom. As opposed to the Chachamim who say that a person's Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, Amash Shetiyeh B'chol Hashanah Kula, Rabbi Yossi believes that there's a judgment each day a person has looked at his actions each day, and there's a judgment to every day. So Rashi says, this is, but the fact that Hashem is Yoshev Adan is Al Pi, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that's found in Rosh Hashanah.
Shlishiot Yoshev Zanet Olam Kulo. On the third set of 3 hours, he sits and he sustains, gives sustenance to the whole world. Mikarnei re'emim, to the large animals, which is at least carnivora emim, ad beitzei kinim, right? I always thought beitzei kinim, you would think were the eggs of the lice or a louse, but that's, Rashi says no, the beitzei kinim is minahu. It's a species, it's a type of species that's very small. So whatever it is, mikanei re'im ha-beitzei kinim is from the largest to the smallest. Hashem sustains them. Riviot, in the fourth set of 3 hours, Yoshev misachekim Leviatan. He sits and he plays with the Leviatan. Shinemar. Leviatan is etzaret al-sachek bo. I created it to play with it. So you see that Hashem is misachek. Hashem is playful and laughing with the Leviatan in the fourth set of 3 hours each day. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak in Briotav misachek, ta'al Briotav enu misachek. So as Rav Yitzchak says, there's a difference. There he plays with his Briot. Over here is al Briotav. On his Briot he laughs. Means he's laughing about what's happening to them. There's a difference between, I'll call it, a difference between laughing with, right, and laughing at. When it comes to Leviatan, he's laughing with the Leviatan. On the other hand, he does not laugh at his Briot except on that instance when they are caught, they're Averot. He never laughs when they make mistakes and they have Averot except on that day itself. Elo oto yom bilvad, except on that day. So Amalei Rav Acha Rav Nachman Yitzchak Miyom Shchara Beit Mikdash in Tzchok to Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the day that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, the Beis Mikdash says, Hashem has no less such laughter. Uminolon Deleka Tzchok. So how do we know that there's no Tzchok? Ilei Medichtiv, it says, Vayikrash Yom Lekim Tzvakot Vayom Ha'ud Ibchi Ulam Espeid Ulam Krocha. Right, so these are Simanei Avelut that you have on that day. Dilma Ha'u Yoma. Maybe on that day itself, right, on the day of the destruction of Al-Batulo, no more. Ela Dichtiv, this is very interesting. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Tikbak l'shoni d'chikim lo eskerechi. So here, the way the Gemara is learning it is, im eshkachech Yerushalayim, if I forget Yerushalayim and I have any sort of simcha, tishkach yemini, my yamin should go. Tikbak l'shoni d'chiki, my tongue should be, you know, stuck to my mouth. Im lo eskerechi, if I don't always remember the tzar of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara over here is learning.
But he doesn't remember.
Right, over here, wait. Over here, the Gemara is learning that there can be no simcha. Any simcha would be, right, inappropriate, a contradiction to Avelus HaMikdash, and therefore there's no shira, there's no simcha, there's no menagain, there's no anything of simcha, because that would be a contradiction. That's not the pashtus HaPasuk, and that's what Tosa says. That's not the pashtus HaPasuk. The pashtus HaPasuk, and he writes over here, it's interesting, look at Tosa, Simcha Shrei Yerushalayim, Pashtrei Dekra Kach, Imesh Kacheish Yerushalayim, Shanashir Shir Hashem Alad Mad Nechar, I will sing the Shir Hashem in the foreign land, Tishkach Yom Inilan again. And then I will forget how to play the music, b'kinor. If I don't mention Yerushalayim. Meaning that the singing and the song, the playing of the music and the singing of the song must include remembering Yerushalayim. Not that we're mufka from any shira or any simcha whatsoever because of the Avelus Yerushalayim, no. But in any type of Avelut, any type of simcha, you must mention or must be aware of the simcha, the Avelut Yerushalayim. Right, we saw the Gemara, right, we saw the Gemara in Baba Batra, and the Gemara in Baba Batra says that there can be no Shira or Simcha by Yom Hazeh, because of that, and that, right, it is brought down halacha about this. I'm not getting into halacha, because it also says, just Pashat Akra is not that way, even though the Gemara here is interpreting it in the other direction. So Gemara says, okay, but Dilma Shichrau Duleka. Maybe Hashem will not forget Yerushalayim. Aval Shchok Miyayika, but maybe he still will have some laughter and some playfulness. It comes from this pasuk. I've been silent forever. Acharish, I've been still. Etapak, I've been restrained. And the pasuk actually continues that no, I will now scream out like a woman giving birth in childbirth. I mean that this is the time where Hashem will cry out. He will no longer be silent. It'll be a time of crying. So therefore, we know that Hashem is no longer has chok. Gemara says, okay, if Hashem no longer has chok, we've riot ma'abit. What does he do with the last set of 3 hours? Right now, he used to have his whole schedule laid out. Now, the last 3 hours of the day, we used to play with the Leviatan, no longer available to him. So, Yoshev umlamed tinokot shel beit rabban Torah. He teaches those children, he teaches them Torah. Shenamar, et mi yoredeya. Who can you teach knowledge? Et mi yavin shmua. Who can you explain, right, understanding to? Who can you explain the memro to? Gemulei mechalav, those that have been weaned, right, off of nursing. Atikei mishadayim. Those have been removed from the breast, meaning that those are no longer feeding from their parents. So let me yurei de'al, let me yavin shmua. That's the way to learn the pasuk. Who will be taught? Who will you teach? And who will you explain it to? The gmulei chalav, lo tikei mishadayim. Right? So those are the young ones. Now, Rashi says, it's very interesting what Rashi says over here. What's going on over here? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't come down and teach the kids in the afternoon Torah. So when he says, Gemulei Chalav Atike Shadayim, Rashi says, what's Gemulei Chalav Shemetu Kishen Ktanim? These are children that passed away when they were young. They were Gemulei Chalav. Yes, they had just been weaned from nursing. But then they passed away. That's what's Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atike, right? Atike Rim, Lashon Siluk. Those that had just stopped, finished breastfeeding, those are the ones he's teaching. Where is he teaching them? He's teaching them up Shemayim. Because these are young children who passed away. Kodesh Baruch Hu was teaching them Torah B'Shamayim. Because otherwise, what does it mean that he comes and teaches them Torah? They're down here on Reit Ba'aretz, and Hashem's up B'Shamayim. What does it mean he's teaching them Torah? So it says, U'mi'ikara man hava migmar lehu. Right? So in the beginning, who used to teach these young children? If it wasn't a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu was busy playing with the Yiviatan, who taught them before Kodesh Baruch Hu showed up? Some say it was Metatron. Hashem could do two things. He was multitasking. He was able to play with the Viatan and teach the children Torah. Rashi says, okay, that's very nice. Now we got Hashem's day schedule. What does Hashem do at night? He has a mirror schedule at night, right? The same 12 in the day, the same 12 at night. Right? Right, that he rides on his, I don't know, light chariot. Right, the shat b'shmonan, he floats amongst the 18,000 olamot, shenamar, because it says, rechev elukim ribotayim. The chariot of Hashem is 20,000 myriads. Alfei yushin'an, and 2,000 angels. So where it says, al tikra shin'an, don't call them the shin'an, the angels that are the 2,000, ela she'inan, that are not there. So it's Rochev Elokim people time. Hashem goes with myriads of 20,000. Alfei She'enan. Take away 2,000. So you take 20,000 minus 2,000, you end up with 18,000. So that's what it means that Hashem's shot, that he floats amongst his 18,000 Ola Mot. Fi Ba'itema, and some say Yoshev Vishomea Shira Mipi Achayot. And Hashem sits there and he hears the Shira from the Chayot. Shinemar, that's what we say in Kedusha, the Kedusha that comes in Piyah Chayot. Shinemar, Yomam, Yitzaveh Hashem Chasdo. During the day, Hashem commands his chesed, Uvalayla Shiro Imi. And at night, his song is with me. Amar Rabbi Levi, call a posik midivrei Torah, posik midivrei Sicha. Anybody who stops learning Torah and gets involved in mundane matters, Machin lo gachalei ritamim. We feed them coals, right? Hot coals. Shinemar, akotvim maluach. Those that scrape moss, alei siach, from the trees, v'shoresh rimetamim lochmam, and the root, or the juniper root, is their food. So that's the, it says, akotvim maluach alei siach, those that take away from the siach, meaning that which is considered Torah, they cut away, or they move away from the siach, the tree that is Torah, then shoresh rimetamim lochmam, their food will be ritamim, and over here we're playing gachlei ritamim. The hot coals will be their food, will be their sustenance. So if one who leaves Torah to go do mundane matters, then that's their, they will be fed the hot coals. So now the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish, kol seik b'Torah b'laylo, Kodesh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yom. Whoever learns Torah at night, Kodesh Baruch Hu places a chut shel chesed alav b'yom. Shenema yomam yitzaveh Hashem chasdo. During the day, Hashem is commanding his chasdo, his chesed. Uvalayla shiroi me. So matam yomam yitzveh Hashem chasdo. Why is Hashem giving out right the chain and the chesed during the day? Mishum devalayla shiroi me. Because at night the song was with me. And what song was that? That was the song of
Torah.
So what does it mean that Hashem gives a chut shel chesed? Rashi says notein chino beinei abriot. This person has chain. There's a certain amount of chain in the beinei abriot that people look at him in a positive manner. They always have good feelings about this individual because he's learning Torah at night. Before, Rashi also said, I explained it as being the siach, the tree being Torah. Rashi explains that the maluach over there us is the either miluchot, maluach means the luchot, which is Torah, or the ikar, which he says, davar lachluchim, things that are moist. In the Torah that gives moisture and sustenance to the world, that's what you're learning. Right there. Again, Tosus does the same thing, by the way, that Tosus says it's not pashtei akra. I don't know why Tosus here, all of a sudden in the Gada, comes out to explain this, that that's not the Pasha, the Pasha Pshad Nakra. The Pasha Pshad Nakra is that these are people that Yov does not trust, that he's saying that I don't trust. These people who went out and they are eating, you know, these, the moss from the trees, and just like their forefathers ate in that manner. So that's, he says that's not the Shepashtu Sakra, but we know that. This is an Agada, and they're interpreting the Pasuk in an allegorical way. Okay, Ikadam, right? Some say, Amrish Lokash Kolo Sikh, but Torah Balam Azeh, Adomer Laila, whoever learns to write Olam Hazeh, which is like nighttime, Moshech Lav Chut Shel Chesed V'Olam Haba Adomer Layom, in the Atid Avoy of Chut Shel Chesed, which is Domer Layom. So that Shenema, Yomam, say Hashem Chasto, Yomam being Olam Haba, Hashem will give him the Chesed and the Chain. So, and because of Ubalayla Shiro Imi, because at nighttime during Olam Hazeh, he was learning Torah. Amri Yudah Marshmo, my Dichtiv, but to say Adam Kidgei Ayam, Kerem Islam Moshel Bo. Why are people compared to the fish of the sea? It's just like the fish who come out of the ocean right away, they die. Those that leave Torah and Mitzvot, immediately they die. I mean, that's like the mashal, right? The mashal of the fox and the fish, where the fish are afraid of the nets in the water, and the fox suggested to them that they should come out onto the Yabasha and he'll take care of them. And he says, the fish answers him, Mabu Makom, right, that we have the Mayim, right, we find it hard to survive, Makoma Yabasha, where we have no chance, why are we going to come over there? And that's what the Mashal is about Torah. Right, the Makom Torah, the Mayim, so it's the same type of idea here. The place where the Geayam, right, the fish of the sea, where they are in their natural habitat, that's Torah Mitzvot, right, then they survive. They come up into the Yabasha, which is not their natural habitat, then they die right away. As soon as they have the sun beats down upon them, I mean they're dried out, they die. So too, human beings, when the sun beats down on them, so too they die. Some explain that this is referencing Olam Hazeh, and some say referencing Olam Haba. Ibai Dilem Olam Hazeh Kidre B'Chanina. It's referencing Olam Hazeh Kidre B'Chanina B'Chol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim P'Pachim. Everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for Tzinim and Pachim. Tzina being cold, and Pachim is, Rashi Klippet over here, heat.
Meaning chills or fever.
Shneamar, Tzinim Pachim B'Derech Hikesh Shomer Nafsho Yerchak Me'em.
Thorns and snares are in the path of the perverse. And whoever wants to guard his nefesh, his soul, will distance himself from them. So over here, it means that tinim pachim, when it comes to chills and fever, those are the path of the individuals who do not take care of themselves.
Right, I'm sure you chak mem. Anybody who wants to protect his body will distance himself from him. So you see that a kol b'day shemayim, everything is b'day shemayim, chutz mitzinim pachim. What does Rashi say? May a kol b'day shemayim, chutz mitzinim pachim. Rashi says, all sickness that comes to you is related to some action that you took. Meaning that there's a midah, keneged midah. It's a punishment for something that you did or something that you did wrong. So that's the way Rashi interprets it. Kol bidei shemayim means everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch. Any sickness, anything that is with the goof, a chuli, a goof comes from a Kodesh Baruch, except for cold and hot. Heat and cold, which can be prevented, or that Bnei Adam are responsible for themselves, because that doesn't have anything to do with their behavior, but rather by their behavior, meaning l'kapei a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but rather only their personal behavior and how they conduct themselves, whether they don't put a jacket on, whether they don't protect themselves, whatever reason, that's why they get sinim and pachim. Tosus, on the other hand, says, no. What does it mean, a kol debi shemayim? Perish. Kol amar ra'ot ba'ot al adam. Anything that happens to a person, midei yom be'yom, every day, bidei shemayim. That happens midei shemayim. Ben adam yechol achik nafsho me'am. A person can't prevent that which happens. And that's already predetermined. Everything that happens to a person is predetermined. Chutz mitzinim u'pachim. Except for tzinim and pachim. So, Tosus asks, the famous Tosus asks in other places, don't we say, a kol bidei shemayim, chutz mi'irat shemayim? So how do you reconcile between these two? So Tosa says, no. That's not about the person who's born. A child who's born, an individual, human being that is born, comes with certain traits or character traits. Those character traits can be either used for good and bad. That's what it means, chutz mi'irat shamayim. Person's granted certain qualities, certain deficits, certain strengths. And together they make up who they are. The person who their persona of the individual is made up by those character traits. And that individual can pick Mirat Shemayim. Chutz Mirat Shemayim means that he gets to choose whether he becomes a Rasha Tzaddik, how he utilizes that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. On the other hand, over here, what we're talking about is Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. It's not about the traits that the individual is given, but rather what will happen to the individual on the during day-to-day events that will happen to the individual. Many of those are predetermined, and many of those are already put in place before the individual gets there. And that's what it means, Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Right now, v'ibay deima, And some say that it refers to the Olam Haba. There is no Gehenim in the future. Hashem brings out the sun from its place, umagdir cooks, and he makes it hot. Mishrim are judged, or they are punished by it. Utzadikim mitrapim ba, and the tzadikim are cured by it. Mishrim nidonim ba, dichtiv kinei hayom babo er kitanur. Ve'yakol zidim v'chol oseh mish'akash. Right, so that there will be a day when it will be burning like the sun will be burning like an oven. And all those that Zedim, that did B'mezid, that acted against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and all those did evil, will be like kash, what we call fuel for the fire.
So that Hashem says that they will be singed or burnt up on that next day. Hashem of Legions says about these individuals.
They will not left shoresh v'anaf. There will be no root or branch left of them. Lo shoresh v'olam hazeh. There will have no remnant in olam hazeh v'lo anaf, and no branch olam haba. Tzadikim mitrapim ba, they are curated, dechtiv, zarcha lechem, yirei shemi, shemesh ptaka umarpeh b'chnafeah. That for those that are yirei shemi, a shemesh ptaka, a shemesh of help and righteousness will come about, umarpeh b'chnafeah, and it will cure.
With its rays, v'lo od, elesh.
Not only will it cure, elesh shemit adnim ba, they will enjoy it. Shenemar b'yatzatem.
Ufishtem, you will flourish.
Ke'eglei marbeik. They'll be out there like the fat, fattened cows. They will enjoy the sun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places for them.
So these are all consecutive psukim in the Per Gimel Malachi, which is the Haftorah for Shabbat HaGadol. Rav Yair talks about in the end of days, which there will come out a huge sun or a burning sun that will punish the Risha'im and reward the Tzadikim. And that was the Tzad that we said in the statement of Resh Lakish that we're talking about La'atid Davo over here.
Going back to the original pasuk that we quoted about why Tas Adam Kedgei Hayam, that we quoted as Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lama Nishuv Bnei Yisrael Kedgei Hayam, what was that comparison to Gei Hayam? So now over here, the Gemara gives another interpretation. Kol HaGadol, just like the Gei Hayam, Kol HaGadol Mechaberel Beleid Chavero, whoever's bigger swallows the smaller fish, like the big fish, Apnei Adam, Imalei Morash HaMalchut, had not been for the governance of those governments that are out there, or the kings that are out there, Kol HaGadol Mechaberel Beleid Chavero, there would have been anarchy, and whoever's big, the fittest, would be the survival of the fittest, and the biggest will swallow the smallest, and that would be just like the fish of the sea. That's why we have the Mishnah in Avot. One should always daven for the well-being of the government. Had it not been for the fear of the government, people would, there'd be total anarchy. And each one, there would be no justice. There would be no preventing people from stealing, taking away, destroying, eating their fellow man. Okay, we'll stop over here.